Hello again, and welcome to the April of 2022 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. Yes, this is your host, Marv Pikla. And the only thing I have to say as we start this conversation is that it sure feels like spring here in northern Michigan. And that doesn't mean that on occasion you still don't need to carry that coat around, but for sure the days are getting longer. And my goal is to spend as much time outside every day. So let's go on with this message. First, let me say that it is driven by a mixture of old and new experiences. The first one, several years ago, I was asked to help a rural township with regard to their community and business and education interests, and in some way help everybody feel more and be more entrepreneurial. It was a big deal, and it was a big wish for the times, and the money we had to work with wasn't that great, but they were all determined. So although it was kind of an unusual strategic planning moment, the simple, comprehensive decision was to produce a multi-purpose ideas guidebook that could be used by any of the target sectors to grow and build their world of interest. So that's the old experience that is a driver for this month's message. The second piece is pushed by one of my classes here in government and politics. They came to me and asked and somehow found a copy of the guidebook, and they asked if I would kind of discuss it as part of one of my classes. Well, you know, I could see that there was maybe a little bit of intent to deviate from normal American government and politics classwork, but I do believe that they were sincere about asking more about the ideas guidebook and how it can help them. So what I decided that I would help them. And so in so doing, this week, I just finished sharing the guidebook with them, and somehow it felt right to go back and talk about it as a learning moment for this podcast and talk about the growing and presenting and producing of ideas and the single approach that you need to have when you come up with good ideas. And you got to make sure that the ideas are concepts that people can understand and that they can, it's easy to maybe apply to this or that concept. And so let's quickly talk about the guidebook and what it had in it. And I'll explain to you how I delivered it to the class. The first section was about preparing for that Shark Tank moment. And of course, you know, they have watched the show and they know what that means. But what I tried to explain to them, that you have to be able to be confident in delivering what your idea is. And so you have to go through some thoughts on what do you want? What specifically do you want to build? What problem do you want to solve? Where would it be located? Who would produce it with you? Is it a hobby or is it a business? Would it save the world or save money? You know, that kind of thing. And who would be your competition? All of those things would help for your Shark Tank moment. And it really forces you to answer the question, what do we want out of our great idea? And then I talked to him about the importance of taking notes and being able to draft like a one-page idea paper or a concept paper. I told him I did that all my life, and so many times the simplest ideas became promoted and encouraged and adopted by so many different organizations that we worked with. And the last thing, I told them to not be afraid to share their ideas any chance they get. Why? Because if it sounds better every time you describe it, it's probably a good idea and a good concept. So go. All right, so that's the way I explain, you know, section one to the class, and I wanted to, you know, share that with you. So then section two was about trying to make sure that you have an idea on getting the value of your idea out to customers or people. Who would want it? Who would buy it? Why would it be sustainable? And all those kinds of things. You know, and is it local and regional or national or international? Would it have seasonal limitations? Is your idea a product or a service? And what would be your customer's return on investment, on buying it? What would that be? And some of the things you'd want to talk about and think about as you develop your idea would be to understand, is there timing involved? Would you need to produce it quickly, or could it be done over time? Would people be staring at the clock wondering when you're going to deliver it? Those kinds of things. And I know that impacts, especially today with technology pieces, that you have to think about the timing and the immediate gratification pieces that are all part of today's situations, okay? And they got it. They really seem to get it, you know. And so lastly, I just tried to make sure they understood how to get in a relationship going with customers and the public, and so they know how to find you, and it's easy for them, and it's not complex. Okay? So then the last section, and in the guidebook, I call it Show Me the Money. I wanted to make sure they knew that they need to consider financing. Where would they get the money to do their project or their idea? You know, what are the direct costs? Who could volunteer? Would there be maybe some contributions? Are there grants? All those kinds of things that you'd want to think about. And that money or those resources are all very necessary, even with a lemonade stand. You got to have that kind of backing. And I talked to him about doing the homework in those things, because out there there are lots of resources. It may not be easy to get, but when you think about community projects and you think about small business projects and you think about all of the different educational options and grants that might be out there, it is always a good thing to do your research. And the last thing in that section was we talked about partnerships. You, in my mind, I told them, could never have enough partners when you go and attempt a new idea. The more people that you have, the more organizations you have that are with you on the project, the better off you'd be. And that's, again, one of the things I stressed to the class. Do I know if they'll all be entrepreneurs? No, but I bet you they know better how to come up with a solid idea, how to sell a better idea, whether it's in the community, whether it's in the school and the education aspects, or maybe in the private sector, that they can start something that would really be a winner just to go through some of these simple, simple aspects. So the bottom line, I'm glad I was able to share you and share a little old and new, but sometimes talking about good ideas is not an old thing. Because remember, one thing that's critical, a great idea, a good idea doesn't become great until you share it with somebody. If you keep it to yourself, remember, you're not going anywhere all by yourself in this world. So bottom line, make sure you know what you want. Draft up maybe a one-page idea paper, a concept paper. It will make you focus so everybody can understand what you're thinking about. Number two, determine the value of what you're trying to produce or the service that you're going to have. And the customers that would want to gather around your idea and buy it or use it, whatever, think it all the way through. And remember that you have to consider delivering the goods and the timing and all those things that go with it. And lastly, show me the money. You always need solid resources, because sometimes people get started and they run out of financial or resource gas. And, well, you know what happens then. But always consider the finances and the money as you get going and you are ready to try and launch your idea. It was fun to talk about the ideas guidebook with the class. It brought back some excellent memories and I think some successes from working with that little township in northern Michigan. But I just felt it was a good reminder piece for me to think about how ideas come and go and when they become winners. And I thought I just want to make sure I share that with you. So, hey, we've gone way over the typical time, and I want you to just be ready to talk and listen more next month. Thanks.